Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everyone. Happy August. We're kicking off the month on a positive note with a really bright and shiny episode and celebrity interview. I like August. It's kind of like the season finale of summer, in a way. And did you know it's Happiness Happens Month? What's Happiness Happens Month, Rob? Well, please indulge me while I go on a little tangent. Once upon a time, in the late 80s to be more exact, a group of people got together in an effort to spread happiness. They called themselves the Secret Society of Happy People. And yes, this is real. Sign me up! Together, they decided to dedicate a national day solely to the pursuit of happiness. But they soon realized one day wasn't enough, because happiness should be a 365-day-a-year celebration! So in 2000, the Secret Society of Happy People expanded the celebration to Happiness Happens Month in August. And now, here we are! Ultimately, the Society aims to remind all that happiness is not a destination, but rather a lifelong pursuit. And that we shouldn't minimize our happiness to make other people feel better. Now, this was all based on a quick Google search, but I believe they've dropped the secret and are now simply the Society of Happy People. The SHP! If anyone listening is in the Society, please write in. You can find me at Rob Peter Paul or at Art of Kindness Pod on Instagram. Some fun news! I ended July on a really magical note at a Christmas in July party. Have you ever been to one of those? My fiancé... Wow, I love saying that. Her family organized it on July 25th. It was the first one, and we all had such a nice time. The whole house was decorated like Christmas, with lights and trees. Christmas music was playing in the background. It was a little trippy because it was hot outside, but it was so nice. Major shout out to Cassie's family, who is amazing. Every Christmas, they have a big party, but because of the pandemic, they couldn't do it this past year. So they decided to do Christmas in July. At their annual party, they usually do what's called a white elephant gift exchange. I'd never participated in one, but Cassie told me a lot about it. Let me say, it is pretty epic. Basically, they pick a theme, and then every attendee brings a gift within that theme. This year was handmade or homemade, one of those. You could use your hands or your home. When the time came, we all sat around in a big circle and drew a number. There were about 20 of us. Each number corresponded with when we got to get up and pick a gift from the bright and shiny pile. Once you pick your gift, you can either decide to keep it or steal someone else's as the numbers go up. It gets pretty intense. It's really fun. I ended up with some awesome homemade olive oil that I basically already drank down because it was so good. Shout out to Aunt Leslie. She also made homemade bread. Woo! What I didn't realize was that the exchange was also a competition. Everyone put in $5, and the top three gifts got a prize. So in the end, we all voted for our top three. Not to brag, but I got third place. And then before I knew it, the other two winners, my future brother-in-law Chris and cousin Shane, were throwing their money at me. Like, all of a sudden, everyone was giving me money, and I kind of started to black out. I felt awkward, because I don't like when people give me things. I mean, I do, but, you know, I feel weird accepting something like money. Then they all started to sweetly say, please take this, put it towards your podcast, which was incredibly kind of them. Thank you all so much for doing that. Honestly, I'm most likely going to save the money and then use it to buy all of you something for the next Christmas party, but that was really generous of you. When dessert time came around, I was talking with somebody about coffee. We were saying how we love it, but we can both get the jitters or stomach pain. We kind of bonded over this. So you can probably guess what happened next. I dove into a monologue about Super Coffee. It's one of our sponsors here at the AOK, and if you haven't already heard me talk about it, you're about to. It's made with real ingredients that are great for you and great tasting. Whether you're celebrating Christmas in July or in the winter, Super Coffee has got you covered. There's delicious ready-to-drink flavors you can have on a hot summer day, or incredible grounds that are filled with vitamins and antioxidants that you can heat up in the morning. Just like I told everyone at the party, Super Coffee has given Art of Kindness listeners an exclusive deal that you won't want to miss out on. Receive 25% off your entire first purchase at drinksupercoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/AOK by using code AOK25 at checkout. That's AOK25. Trust me when I say drinking this will make you feel as good as you do on Christmas morning. Speaking of feeling good, I was so pumped to chat with today's guest, Shubham Goel. Or if you watched The Circle Season 1 on Netflix, you probably know him as Shubby, which I can't say without shouting. Shubby! He spreads joy wherever he goes. Fun fact, he ran for governor of California as the youngest candidate in 2018, saying he would end corruption using next generation technology like artificial intelligence and virtual reality. Speaking of reality, we all loved watching Shubs on the first season of Netflix's now hit reality show, The Circle, which puts contestants through a social media competition. Please cast me. Season 1 is honestly one of the most positive things I've ever seen in the reality TV genre. When I was putting together this podcast, Shubham was a must guest on my list, so I'm so lucky I got to chat with him. We talk about his experience on the show, what he's up to now, and how social media can be changed to make a kinder world. Without further ado, please enjoy our conversation with Shubham Goel. Shubby!
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. How are you? It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to meet you too. I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, man.
Of course. Where are you right now, first of all?
So I'm in the Bay Area right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm jealous.
How about you? Where are you?
I'm actually in Connecticut, like kind of near New York City, though, about an hour away.
Okay, nice. Connecticut. Awesome.
That's yeah, awesome. You know, it's pretty fun. First of all, I just want to ask you before I start calling you Shubby, is it okay if I call you Shubby?
Yeah, I love it. It's such a fun nickname for sure, man.
Yeah, it's so good. I was such a huge fan of you on The Circle. We were rooting for you like all the way. So it is amazing to talk with you today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
The thing I like to start off asking is, how are you at taking compliments?
I'm good. I think I'm good with it. I'm always flattered and I guess... I'm always flattered and grateful. So it's nice. But like, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know, let's spread it among everyone also.
I know, you just deflect it. You're like, oh, thank you. Talk about somebody else.
Yeah,
I totally feel that. Well, that said, I'm going to give you one. Thank you just for being authentically you. I know in the reality TV space, it should be a given because the word is reality. But a lot of the times that's just not the case. And your time on The Circle proved that you don't have to pretend to be something else to be loved. And it was so fun to watch. So thank you for that right off the bat.
Oh, thank you, Robert. And I appreciate your soul. You're very pure and kind. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I would love to know, what does kindness mean to you?
Kindness means to me that I think having empathy for someone and showing them warmth and kindness and gratitude and just being nice to them and understanding where that person is coming from. And just to remember that, you know, even though the world is very self-driven, that it's a world full of so many people. So we got to remember that.
It's so true. Do you feel like that was something you learned growing up from your family? Or do you think later in life you realized kindness is something that we have to practice? Everybody has to really focus on.
No, I think my mom and dad were the best parents ever, have been the best parents ever. So they taught me a lot about kindness and empathy. And I took that with me. And it's just something I think that you continuously mature with and get as you go older.
So true. Do you feel like you wanted to emulate them when you got older? Or, you know, even was there somebody in the public eye?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I would love to, like, you know, emulate my mom and dad. They're terrific, amazing people. Also, like, I looked up to, like, Malala. I thought what she did at such a young age has been so incredible. And someone like that to show so much dignity and strength and power and courage was something I saw as very admirable.
Good choice, man. Well, I can tell you there's a lot of people out there that now probably want to be like you and emulate you because you just, you're sunshine. What can I say?
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I went back and I watched some of your clips from season one. I don't know if you've ever done that. It is just so much fun. And it brought back the original question I had for you, which is, how did you stay so positive during your time on The Circle? I know they're long days and you're not really interacting with people other than the screen, which, like, I pretend to do now that I've watched the show. I'm like, Circle, make me dinner. Doesn't work. But yeah, how did you stay so positive during that experience?
Yeah, man, I was having the time of my life doing it. So I had so much fun during it. And I remember that, like, no matter what the days are going to go by, might as well be positive during them. And I think it's just good for everyone. So that's how I kept it. And it was such a wonderful experience. They treated us so well, and it was a great opportunity.
Well, you killed it. It was so much fun to watch. And that first season changed television for me. It was so positive, and you just don't get that a lot in a competition show. Mm-hmm. It's really funny because you went in not knowing much about social media other than that you weren't really a fan of it. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Now you're kind of like a social media star. So I'm just wondering, I know you even campaigned to be governor of California at one point with the intention of banning social media usage for kids under 18. Mm-hmm. What are your views now? Have they changed at all? Or do you still feel like, you know, social media is not the best?
I think it's evolved. I see the good and bad with it now. I think you can build a community. You can represent yourself, express yourself. I still do think the comparison contest of social media is bad. It raises insecurity. And I think the negativity on social media is awful. You know what I mean?
It's crazy because that's how it started at the core. I believe the Hot or Not was the first iteation of Facebook. You would click through people's pictures.
I saw the movie Social Network. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, so good. And I remember even, I think you had to get an invite. I like used my cousins or something and I tried it out when I was little and it was just so negative. Why are we rating people? So you're right. It has evolved and now it's literally become its meaning, which is, you know, to create communities, I think. How do you feel like we can use it for good? Because you're putting out positive videos every day. They crack me up.
Oh, thanks, man. I think just finding people you connect with online is a good thing. Communities that foster that inclusiveness and positivity, just for people to feel loved when they post, you know, I think is a good thing. And if, I guess if people can remember that there's other people on the other side of the screen when they post, negative stuff could all, you know, that's another thing. So
totally. How do you handle haters? You just like not address them? I'm not that you even have them. I don't see them, but I know everybody gets it at some point. What's your philosophy?
Yeah, man. I mean, mine is like, no matter what we do, people are going to hate. So might as well just do what we want anyways. And, you know, of course it's like, it's annoying to see it online, but it comes with the territory. So whatever.
So true. So if you were elected governor tomorrow, do you have any kind of proposal for stopping cyberbullying? Because that's one of the worst aspects of social media. I know we mentioned it before. Yeah.
You know, I do think an interesting proposal would be maybe, I don't know, maybe like all social media has to have some type of identification to create an account, like everywhere. So at least, you know, because a lot of the trolls are anonymous faces. So maybe that's good. Maybe just classes and just wellness, creating like wellness centers for people to understand social media. And I think just teaching it at a young age is the biggest thing, right? When these kids are growing up, telling them about the dangers of social media, et cetera.
It's true. I think Instagram integrated into their algorithm something for bigger platforms like your account, where the comments that you're seeing first are more positive and they'll kind of filter the negative ones to the bottom, or they'll hide them, which I think is really cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So we need more of that.
We definitely do, man. I agree 100%.
Well, one thing that's great about social media is, like we said, connecting with people. You surely meet a ton of people through that. And when the world was open, although it's reopening now, thankfully, I'm sure you met a lot of new, you know, fans and people after The Circle aired. Has there been a stranger on social media or IRL that ever changed your life?
Yeah, I think everyone who messages me or, you know, there was one person who messaged me saying they were like, really down and they were really, really depressed. But like our presence and like me on The Circle, it really helped lifted them up. And, you know, that just means the world that like these people like were able to connect with us and just it helped improve the life. And that's why I think The Circle is so beautiful, because it touched so many people's hearts in that way. But yeah, every single person I meet, I'm just so filled with gratitude, man, where they're like, dude, we were loving you and stuff. So it's super awesome, man.
Yeah, I still can't get over it. I mean, I loved the second season too, but I don't think you can compare the two, because, you know, comparison is death. But also, it was just so different. The first season, you guys, it was like a love fest, and I want to see you guys together again. Can we make that happen?
That'd be sick.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
If you're enjoying this episode so far, please consider supporting us at buymeacoffee.com/theaok or by giving us a 5-star rating. Hey! I really love making this show, and thanks to listeners like you and our episode sponsors, I hope to continue doing so for a long time. Thank you, and now back to the show.
You know, most importantly with kindness, this is something everybody's working on, is being kind to themselves. How are you kind to yourself?
I think I would say that, like, you know, we're all going to make mistakes, and that's life. And sometimes you wish you could do things differently, because then it's just like, shoot, yeah. You know, but I think it's just recognizing that we're all humans at the end of the day. And I think it's normal to be making mistakes. So there's that. Yeah.
And also, I feel like sometimes the people that radiate the most light cannot be the nicest to themselves, you know, so themselves in their head or when they're alone. So, you know, I love to ask that question because I think it's helpful to people listening just how we can practice self-care and be kinder to ourselves overall. So yeah. If you have any tips for that, we'll take them.
Yeah. I think just remember that we have one life, and I think the most important thing is happiness. So just do whatever you can to be happy, and just remember, you're going to make mistakes, but as long as you're there for yourself and you're kind to yourself and you show yourself warmth, you're good.
Did you have that when you were in the circle? I'm sure the first season, you guys didn't totally know what was going on. The second season, they were more calculated because they did. So did you have those moments in the circle where you were like, oh, I should have done this? Or like, you know, we would see moments where you guys would get frustrated.
I think after the game was done, you look back and you're like, oh, I should have done this or should have done that. But then you can't change anything now, which I guess is, you know, it is, you know, I mean, for me, the toughest thing was just sending so many people home. Cause like, I struggled with that. Cause it's like, damn, I'm sending 4 people home back to back to back to back from their dreams. So that was tough, man. But yeah, you got to move forward.
It's true. And it seems like, you know, once the camera stopped rolling, maybe we don't always get to see when you guys interact and are like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're apologizing for that. But do you guys have those moments when you're like, it was nothing personal? Because it just seems like everybody forgives each other right after the show, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone does forgive each other. I remember after, actually, like I would message a couple people saying, dude, I'm so sorry. I blocked you. I wish I didn't. And stuff like that. Like, Antonio, my boy, I felt so bad for blocking him. He had my back and I got rid of him. So I felt awful about that. And so I kept apologizing, and he's such a good guy. So we're cool.
Yeah. You guys, they pick such great people. Yeah. It was amazing. And now that I've complimented you a lot, I want to play a surprise game. It's called the compliment game. So okay. I hope you're down to play. It'll be super.
I'm always down. Let's play a game, man.
Okay, cool. It'll be super easy. I reached out to someone in your life to tell me what they love about you, and you're going to guess if you want.
Oh, that's super sweet. Okay.
Everyone's beautiful in their own way. It's the compliment game on the AOK. It's the compliment game.
Bump. Let's say you get 3 yes or no questions and 2 guesses. Although honestly, when you ask the questions, who even knows like what I know? I don't know anything. So
this is fun.
I'll try to help you. Okay, sure. Cool. So here's your first quote. Shubham was my Bay Area buddy while we were filming in the UK, and everyone fell in love with his infectious smile. His self-deprecating humor and sarcasm off camera made me laugh, and his willingness to be vulnerable made him so great at the game.
Oh, that's so sweet. Tiffany.
Yes.
Yeah, she's so sweet. Ah, thanks, Tiff.
You nailed it.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Tiffany is a casting director, and she was one of the casting directors on The Circle, I'm guessing, right?
She's amazing, yeah.
Was she the first casting director you met with?
No, so I met with Holly and Rich, two of my favorite people ever. So they're great. They're on the team also. They're producers there. So they're amazing. And Tiff was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. She was so sweet to do this. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiff. Hey, San Jose, you're the best.
Oh, all right. I have one more.
Okay.
I think you'll get this one too. This kid is the sweetest effing kid in the world. He just looks like a handsome guy, and you could tell he has a heart of gold.
Oh, I know this. Sasso.
Yes, that's Joey Sasso.
That's so sweet,
man. That one, I was trying to get to Joey, and they did get back to me eventually, just not in time. But that was a quote that was out there.
So
just so you guys know, I didn't get that quote. I don't want to steal it, but it was so easy to find. Like, I just Googled Joey on Shoe Bomb, and that came right up because everybody just loves you.
I love Joey. He's great.
Ah, he's such a great guy. You guys, your dynamic, it was just so fun to watch. And I know you guys have talked about it so much. The way you guys just like immediately became bros.
Yeah.
And we're admittedly like just from different walks of life. It was amazing to watch. You guys are still friends today.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, we're super close. Yeah, man. I love Joey. I love it.
I'm waiting for like a buddy comedy starring you guys.
That would be sick. That would be so sick.
Would you ever try acting or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I love film and TV. I would love to do acting. It's kind of been a dream of mine as well. And I've done some acting in the past, like in films and short films, indie films. So yeah, man, I would love that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. How do you feel like, especially in the reality TV space, we can make it a kinder industry? Because unfortunately, that's not always the case behind the scenes.
I think productions behind reality TV are doing a very phenomenal job. The productions with studio, like The Circle, Studio Lambert, Netflix did such a great job preparing us. I think it's more of just like social media. So maybe just like having like social media, like something changed with social media, I think will help with reality TV. I think also another thing is maybe reality TV contestants, it's a good thing to know whenever you're getting into something, ask someone who's been in it before, just so they know it's like, you know, how it's like playing the game. It's super amazing. And just seeing like based on like the type of lifestyle you have with this jive with it, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you feel like you just projected that when you were auditioning for The Circle? Like, how did you authentically put yourself out there? In I think the videos are what, 2 minutes? I mean, it's supposed to be so short what you send in.
Yes, something like that, a minute. Yeah, I don't know. I captured the essence of me, and I thought especially with social media, I didn't like it, man. So I thought like, okay, here's something about me that represents me, and I thought it'd be really interesting for the game. So I just tried to capture those new things.
Well, it was awesome. I don't want to take too much more of your time, but I would love to know if you just have any kindness tips you can leave us with, or, you know, like an inspirational quip. I can give you an example. One of the things I've said on here is I like to start my day with a talk, not like a TikTok, even though I'm like addicted to TikTok as well.
TikTok's good.
A talk is like a text of kindness. So I'll start my day and try to text somebody in my phone, just like pick somebody random, something nice that hopefully makes their day better. Do you have any practices or something like that you think could spread kindness around?
I would just say the days are going to go by, so be happy, and family is the most important thing, so just, and friends, so be kind to them, be kind to yourself, and you're going to be okay at the end of the day, I promise you.
Oh, I love that. That gave me warm fuzzies.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you, Shubi.
Thank you to everyone who's tuned into The Circle on a global scale. You guys, your support to all of us really means a lot. And to all the listeners here, thank you guys so much for listening to us chit chat. Me and my boy, Robert.
Yes.
The stuff. It was super fun. And I hope you guys have a great summer and great start of normalcy, hopefully, again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. May we all please get that ASAP. And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week. Shubi, 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 Shubi. Oh, I love that guy. And I feel like we're new best friends. Did you guys catch that vibe? Right? Come on. Thank you so much, Shubi, for coming on the AOK. I was thinking back to binge watching the very first season of The Circle during quarantine with Cassie, of course, my binge buddy. And it inspired today's kindness tip. This is going to seem like a simple one, but trust me, it can go a long way. Let your watch buddy pick the next movie or TV show. This can also be applied for dinner or books. When you give somebody else the choice and the power, it makes them feel valued and loved. And while it may seem like a really simple act, these things add up.
I'm sure you guys know if you have a friend or a partner that you usually watch shows with, if you watch the show without them, it feels like you're cheating on them or something, right? It's kind of crazy. It's like Netflix and kill their heart because they get so upset if you watch an episode without them. So also, don't do that. If you are looking for something to watch, I recommend season one of The Circle with my whole heart. It is the most positive thing and will fill you with all the warm fuzzies. So as the world is reopening, kind of, I don't know, I'm really confused. Just take a moment to sit back on the couch and watch something. Treat yourself to a relaxing night in. Everyone's trying to pack in so many different activities now that things are open again. But remember, it's important to practice self-care. Until next time, remember, everything's gonna be a-okay.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.